Playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country for Ausmade. It's Matty Garwood. Now, we all know that 2020, it's had a kind of bit of a false start, but it's never been a more important or relevant time for Sydney's Johnny Hunter to be releasing a brand new stuff. It's all in the big layout for their early Trauma EP, which is coming out soon. They've got Hollow Man, the latest single, and I'm catching up with Nick tonight. Nick, thanks so much for joining me here on Ausmade.
Hey, no problem. How are you?
I'm going fine, mate. How's things been for you releasing new music throughout this time since we last had a chat?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. It's just been really good to kind of keep us busy and yep. get all the content out there. You know, I feel like if we weren't releasing at the moment, it'd be, be a bit tough to kind of keep the ball rolling with the band.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. And how are you finding the responses to your singles, particularly the brand new one with Hollow Man?
It's good. It's interesting. It's getting a lot of community radio play, and it's been played on the J's a bit, and a lot of people seem to be really enjoying it.
And did you have something in particular that inspired you to write Hollow Man?
The song is about the search becoming accepted, and you know, we kind of lose our own identity in that search to all become accepted, I guess, therefore become hollow in ourselves.
Are you finding that's something that's happening throughout your musical career, or are you being able to stay pretty true to yourself?
I think it's something that's happening through music, through life in general as well. You know, I did marketing at university, so it kind of gave me the insight into that whole kind of realm of being grouped into certain groups and opinions, you know, just so you can kind of buy the next thing that will make you kind of stand out.
And have you guys, being up there in Sydney, been able to do much catching up throughout this period?
We've done a lot of Zoom calls. Yep. At the moment, you know, it's all kind of coming together again. So we've been practicing, and we did a live stream with Create or Die with the whole band.
Awesome.
It was our first gig, and that was great.
Have you been following anyone in particular who's doing live things on their social medias that you're getting into?
Yeah, there's heaps of people. Definitely been following everyone who's been putting videos up, for sure.
Do you think it's something that's going to stick around even after COVID?
I hope so. I think it's great. I mean, ever since I was a kid watching bands come up, I've always looked at their, you know, their YouTube and their live sessions. And so I think for like young fans of musicians and bands, that live stream and that video content is really, really important for bands and for the fans. So hopefully it does stick around and we can kind of get some cool web series out of them, you know.
And something that we're going to get out of you guys is an EP with Early Trauma. So we chatted earlier about Try As You May. You followed up with Hollow Man. What else can we look forward to with Early Trauma?
There's two more songs. Yeah. We originally weren't going to release Hollow Man as a single, but because of the COVID, we kind of wanted to keep the content rolling and push back the EP release so we could tour closely after the release of the EP. So there's only two more songs left on the work, which is, one's called Innocence Interrupted and the other is called Beautiful Dreamer. Both very, very different and quite different to the songs that we've released already through Early Trauma. One more kind of in the realm of Echo and the Bunnymen, that kind of slow, droning, post-punk, but also still with pop sensibility. And then quite a big 80s inspired movie banger, I guess.
Yeah, you can definitely hear that influence throughout your music though, Nick. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. All the songs are quite similarly influenced, but they definitely have their own kind of way about them.
Yeah, that's what's cool about it. I love listening to it. And I love listening to you guys when you're doing live stuff as well. So you've appeared at things like Big Sound and Yours and Ours, as well as Mountain Sounds. Did you have some stuff that had to be postponed that you're looking forward to throughout 2020, or was it mainly going to be focused on the EP and the singles that are out?
It was mainly going to be focused on the EP and the singles. We had quite a few tours that we had lined up just for our own sake, and that all got kind of pushed back. Since the response of Try As You May and Hollow Man has gone quite well, the tour itself would have gone well, I feel. But you know, now that everyone's kind of waiting to get back to the shows and stuff, it should be even better.
Absolutely, mate. Well, in the meantime, we have got all your singles to play. I'm loving playing Try As You May, but we're going to focus on and play right now Hollow Man. Nick from Johnny Hunter, thanks so much for joining me here on Ausmade.
Hey, thank you, mate. Appreciate it. Anytime. I'm Johnny Hunter, and this one's our new single. It's called Hollow Man. Enjoy.